spectacular score just to keep your hopes alive, and then Stephon Diggs happened.
Just thinking about catching the ball and having Browns and the field goal, just a miracle happened. Stephon had the catch, 23 if he's in his man right now. Missed the tackle. And that's the end zone.
All the pandemonium that happened right after that play, can you describe what it was like to just be on the field and see everyone just in shock and celebrating?
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing moment. It was one of the comments. You've got to be I mean, it was speechless.
Can you talk about the zone that the defense was in the first half to keep Breeze out of the end zone in the air? He was 1-for-6 in the first quarter. You all got a couple sacks on us, a couple interceptions. Talk about that.
We were just on him. You know, losing tight covers, making him make tough throws, and check down, and make hard decisions. But we just got to be better in the second half.
You got very emotional after Andrew Sandejo got hit by Michael Thomas. What did you see there, and why were you so emotional?
I mean, I knew he knew Andrew Sandejo was coming. He was there. He kept going and hit him. So, it is what it is. Football is football. Andrew's going to be okay. Also, I mean, I think so. No, so he's a tough guy. Hopefully, he'll be ready for next week.
How concerned were you that that was going to swing the game? Because Michael Thomas got the touchdown after that. Keenan throws an interception. Michael Thomas gets another touchdown. And suddenly, that lead evaporates.
Yeah, it was just changing the game when we finally got the touchdown. We just need, as a defense, we need to come together or something like that. And me personally, we need to let go. You know, I was pretty upset about it.
You got hurt a little bit there on the play on the left side. You went into the medical tent. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
What was hurting?
Nothing. You're one play away from maybe putting away, and then all of a sudden you're down, and they're one play away from putting you away, and then it happens again.
Man, it was just crazy.
I can't explain it.
Man, games like this, you just gonna happen.
Is this done yet? You're moving on. You're going to Philly next week. Yeah, just again in 7 days.
Initial impressions off of Nick Foles, who, you know, pulled out that improbable win over the Atlanta Falcons as underdogs, even though they were the top seed. You know, what's your thoughts about being this top of a defense going up against a backup quarterback for starting?
look at us. Okay, he wasn't a starter coming in. Need to happen. You hear playing against them, they get back up, and you're playing against them. And we'll come on top.
Did you get to see any of that game?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
what were your impressions?
They played good enough to win.
And what about their running backs as well?
Oh,